Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Chav Beis, Nida 22. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing that when a woman expels something from her body that looks like a klipa, like some sort of peel or some sort of shell or hair that comes out of her body and it's red, and we're not sure if it's the blood of a Nida or maybe it's just a wound that she's exiting from her body, and we don't know what it is. The Gemara discusses what happened in two scenarios. So there was two circumstances. One was Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok, Shnei Masim Hela Abba Mitivin Liyavna, that there were two incidents which Abba brought up with him from the city called Tivin to the yeshiva in Yavne. And what were these maisim? What were these incidents? Maisa beisha achas shaisa mapeles kamin klipas adumos. There was a woman who was expelling from her body these red shells or these red peels. Ubo v'shalu es Abba, and they asked Abba, is this blood, and therefore she's tameo, or is it something else? It's a wound. And then it's not blood of Nida. V'Abba shalu l'chachamim. Abba asked the chachamim. V'chachamim shalu l'rofim. They asked the doctors, or rofim. V'amru lehem, and the rofim said, Isha zu mako yesh la b'toch me'eha. This woman, it's not the dam Nida, But rather, what she has inside of her, she has a wound inside of her body. Shemi mena mapelas kamin klipos. That is what is causing her to expel these klipos, these rinds. So therefore, we're saying that we don't think this is blood. That's what the rofim are saying. We don't think it's blood. We think she's just expelling the klipos because she's got a wound inside of her. And so what did they say? Tatio lamayim, throw these peels into the water. V'imni mohu, and if they would melt, then it would indicate that it's tamea, because then it's the blood of the nida and not the blood of the wound. But if they won't melt, then it's tahora, and she's pure. And we have to say that these klipos, these peels that she's expelling, they are just from the wound, and she's not tamei. And there was another incident, shuv maisa beisha shahaisa mapelas, a woman was expelling from her body, kamin saros adumos, like this reddish hair, ubava shalas abba, and she asked Abba if she's tamei or not, v'abba shalach hachamim, and he asked the scholars, the chachamim, and the scholars went and they asked the rofim. They asked these rofim, which we translate modern Hebrew as doctors. It's not clear to me that that's the best translation, but that's how they translate it. Amru lahem, and these rofim said, "Shuma yesh la b'toch me'ah. She's got a wound. She's got a some sort of problem going on in her innards, and she mimena mapelas kamin saros adumos. That's what's causing her to expel these red hairs. Therefore, the rofim said, tati olamayim, that they should put the saros, these hair, in water, and imni mochu tamean. If it will melt, it'll be she's tamea, because then it's certain that it's the blood of a nida, and not the hair that was growing inside of her. And so, therefore, if it will not melt, then she's tahora, because then we could say that it's hair and it's not the blood of a nida. So this is what the Gemara says, but this is a little bit strange, because why are they asking the rofim, and if do they trust the rofim or not? And if that's the case, if they ask them, why do the experiment? Because they could just do this experiment of letting it soak in water without any regard to what the rofim say. So this is a strange aspect or ironic aspect to this give and take to these stories. But from the basis of these stories, there's a big discussion amongst our poskim, amongst our authorities, to what degree we are allowed to rely upon rofim today, to what degree we can rely upon doctors in order to allow an otherwise Torah prohibition. So can we trust doctors to tell us that this is okay, and therefore there's no prohibition from the Torah? So the Ma'arik writes, on the base of our sugya, that doctors are believed, even though it's possible that maybe they're only believed when they have other circumstances that corroborate what they say, but on the basis of our sugya, which shows that the doctors are believed. And indeed, the Beis Yosef writes that we can be lenient on the basis of doctors, like our sugya says. However, the Darkei Moshe, or Moshe Itzerlis, argues with Rav Yosef Karolir, argues with Beis Yosef. And the Darkei Moshe says just the opposite. In our sugya, it's clear that they didn't rely upon the doctors. They didn't rely upon the basis of the doctors alone, but rather after they spoke to the doctors, they did a full inspection and they soaked it in water. So this proves the opposite, that we don't rely on the doctors. And in the Shut of Habach HaChadoshos, they bring the tshuva of Reb Avram Halevi Epstein, who writes that you can't really prove anything from our sugya except with the conditions that there will be many doctors, multiple doctors, and that the doctors will be Jewish, because we know, why do we say that? Because first of all, it says that they asked the rofim, they asked the doctors in the plural, and also they say, Shnei Masim Hela Abba, it says two incidents Abba brought up. And so therefore we see from here that the only way they could have relied upon anything was that it wasn't just one incident, it was multiple incidents where the doctors proved this concept. And furthermore, he says that they must have been Jewish, because it says at the end that they put it in water and if it melted, it would be Tmeyav. This implies that they were Jews who knew the laws of Nida. And so that's what we see from here, this whole discussion, whether or not this proves we can rely on doctors or just proves the opposite, that we actually can't rely on doctors. All that is the two different ways in which our commentaries interpret this story.